Also, we have the incredible zuchus this week to read Parshas Kisisa. And the Parsha opens with the mitzvah of machzis hashekel, the mitzvah of contributing a half a shekel. And the Torah describes this as in Parak Lamed Pasuk Yud Gimel Kala over Ala Pekudim. Ultimately, whoever is going to go ahead and be counted, machatzis hashekel miben asim shana v'mal yitin shumas Hashem. So the pasuk tells us that ultimately, again, anyone over 20 years old gave the machatzis hashekel. The Torah then half a shekel. The Torah then goes on, v'lakachta kesef hakipurim me'is b'nei Yisrael. You will take this money of atonement. So there's discussion ultimately again what the atonement is, because you see the half shekel served a couple of different purposes. Initially, it served as a way of taking a census, a way of figuring out how many people there were, at least men between the ages of 20 and 60. It also served as a mechanism to replenish temple funds, Mishkan funds, for communal sacrifices. But the Torah also identifies that it is a form of kofar. It is a form of atonement. And so it's interesting discussion in terms of what the nature of the atonement is. Is it atonement ultimately, again, because you can't count Jews directly? Therefore, in order to chas v'shalom avoid a calamity from having counted Jews directly, we go ahead and we count half shkalim, possibility. Possibility number two is that the atonement is through the karbanos, through the sacrifices, which are purchased through the half shekel. Others explain that although the half shekel is given chronologically prior to the sin of the golden calf, but in fact, again, the half shekel itself was a form of atonement for the golden calf. The golden calf, the building of the Egel Azav, one of the most serious infractions ever committed by Am Yisrael. So the Torah tells us that, again, one gives a half shekel in order to atone for this very severe transgression. But Rashi points out something very interesting. Rashi says, and this is in Parak Lamed Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 30, verse 13, Niskasha Lemoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty for some reason realizing what the half shekel was. Therefore, the Torah says, therefore Rashi says, Herolo kamin matbea shalish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a fiery shekel, or a fiery half shekel. And va'amar lo kazeh yitun. He says to Moshe, this is what you shall give. So the question that many of the commentaries bring down is, first of all, what is it that Moshe Rabbeinu was having difficulty with? Meaning a half shekel is a half shekel. What exactly is the difficulty? And number two, why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu show him a matbea shel esh, a fiery coin? Meaning, if you want to say that God had to show Moshe Rabbeinu what a half shekel looked like, let him show him a half shekel, and that's it. Why a fiery coin of matbea shel esh? And there's a beautiful insight by the Kotzker, Menachem Mendel of Kotzk, and the Rebbe says as follows. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayatama shematbea pashut bekocho yulihios kofer nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand how such a small half shekel could provide an atonement. As we said before, the Torah, when describing this half shekel, describes it as kofer nefesh, an atonement for the soul. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand that lashon of atonement is so profound. There are other things that create or provide atonement. Tshuva, repentance, allows for atonement. Chesed allows for atonement. But what Torah allows for atonement? But what is this idea that a half shekel could be so powerful that it allows for atonement? And the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand this dynamic. How could it be that something so small and seemingly insignificant, like a half shekel, could be kofer nefesh, could provide atonement for the soul? So the Kotzker writes so beautifully, Herolo HaKadosh Baruch Hu matbea shalish. Kadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu a fiery coin. Kazeh yitnu. Im hanesina lo siesta matbea. Ela be'ish u be'slavus. Chalish Baruch Hu is teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Kotzker, an incredible lesson. That ultimately, again, what is most important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fire, is passion, is hislavos. You know, sometimes we think that what God looks at is quantity. How much did I do? How much did I daven? How much did I learn? And of course, quantity is definitely important. But says the Kotzker, more important than quantity is quality. What I gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillos that I said, were they just kind of kizorek mipiv, that I just kind of spit them out? The Torah that I learned, am I really just distracted by a whole bunch of other things? Even the tzedakah that I give, do I give a lot but give it begrudgingly? Do I give it with my full heart? And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe something absolutely amazing. Hira lo matbea, he showed him a coin, but not just any coin, a half a shekel, not a full shekel, not a complete shekel, but a half a shekel. Hira lo matbea shel ish, he shows Moshe Rabbeinu a fiery half shekel. And he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, kazeh yitnu, this is what I want from the people. I don't need them to give me a full shekel. I don't need them to give me everything. But I just need to know that whatever they do give me will be shalish, will be fiery, will be passionate, will be exceptional, will be beautiful. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not demand perfection. He doesn't demand completion. He doesn't demand that we give him anything and everything of ourselves. He says, just give me a half shekel. Just give me something. But whatever you give me, make it fiery. Whatever you give me, make it passionate. Whatever you pledge to me, whatever you're willing to give of yourself to me, just make sure that it's on fire. We think that sometimes the hallmark of successful Judaism is how much, how much, how much Torah, how many mitzvos, how much money given to tzedakah. And those are all important metrics. We are not in any way undermining the power of quantity. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, see, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't understand. How could a half shekel be kofar nefesh? How could a half shekel atone for everything? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him matbea shel ish, because Moshe, don't underestimate the power of passion. Don't underestimate the power of intensity. Don't underestimate the power of the incredible fire of commitment. That when a person gives me a half shekel of something, a person davens less. But what they daven with kavana. A person doesn't have hours to learn, but the time that they do have to learn, they are committed. A person doesn't have bagfuls of money to give away, but what they do give away, they give away belief, shining with a complete heart and knowing the honor of giving tzedakah. When a person gives me even just a half shekel, but they give it to me with matbea shel ish, it's on fire, it's passionate. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that's kofar nefesh. That atones for everything. A little bit of passion goes a very long way. This was the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu. Although the half shekel may look like a generally insignificant contribution, if it's a half shekel of fire, it's a half shekel of passion, then ultimately it means the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it means the world to us, and has the ability to affect so much personalistic and even, dare I say, universal change. And I think this is incredibly important, because we're living in challenging times. And the truth is, as the coronavirus spreads, there's so much uncertainty and so many unknowns. And it's possible that maybe as a result, chas v'shalom, of the spread of this, halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just send a refuah today and bring this to an end. But if it does continue, there may come a time where we may be limited in terms of what we can do. Certain activities may be off limits. And chas v'shalom, it could even impact shuls and learning and tefillah b'tzibur, as we've already seen it's begun to happen, rachmana litzlan, in certain communities. So this lesson is so important for us. Whatever we have the ability to do. So if I'm in a community where chas v'shalom, the shuls are closed. So when you daven in your house, when you daven with your mishpacha, even though it's only a half a shekel, give it with fire. And if for some reason you can't attend the shiurim that you've normally attended, so when you give your half shekel and you learn your Torah, just do it with an extra dimension of passion, of fiery commitment. Whatever you can do, do it better. Whatever you can do, do it with greater passion. And for those of us who are in communities where this has not yet hit us so intensely, this is really a time to redouble our efforts. There's something afoot in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us something. What it is, you know, unfortunately, we don't have a Urim V'Tumim, we don't have a Navi, so we don't know. But one thing is clear, which is that all of us have to step up our efforts. Our efforts in Tefillah, our efforts in Torah, our efforts in Chesed. And even if for some reason I can't give more, all I have is the half shekel, that's okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need you to give more, I just need you to give better. To make what we do, be it a lot or a little, a bit more fiery, a bit more passionate, a bit more intense, to daven with a little more kavana, to be a little bit more careful with the things we struggle with, to pay a bit more attention to our Torah, to be a bit better to other people, a bit more passion arbin adam lechavero, a bit more passion arbin adam lemakom. Just make the half shekel, whatever it is that you're giving, just make it a bit more fiery, a bit more passionate. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us. I don't need a full shekel. I don't need everything. But what you do give me, just make it fiery. Just make it passionate. And just make it beautiful. We should hope that in the merit of each of us giving our half shekel, but not just an ordinary half shekel, a fiery half shekel, passionate half shekel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring refuah upon those who are afflicted with this virus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just extend his Shemira Yisira, an extra added level of divine protection and providence upon us all, upon ourselves, upon our mishpachos, upon our kilos, upon our community, and really upon mankind, upon the world. And halavai nizuchus of the beautiful fire from each of our individual half shekels. May the world be illuminated with our passion. May the world be illuminated with the fire of our avodas Hashem. And may Mirza Hashem, the darkness of illness and sickness, be banished to the corners of the universe. And may the light of our Kedusha, our luminescent Kedusha, become overpowering and light the universe. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos, a good Erev Shabbos, and a Mirza Hashem, a Shabbos filled with Refuas and Yeshuas.